Street, Paul. With the annual Lakeland Rodeo Association, LRA, finals in St. Paul nearing, leaders are reflecting on the importance of one of the biggest annual events in the community. Many echoed many similar sentiments, emphasizing the rodeo's importance in showcasing rural Alberta's identity, strengthening community, and of course, benefits to the local economy. Reeve of the County of St. Paul Glenn Ackerman says the rodeo in St. Paul is an opportunity to showcase the people of rural Alberta and speaks to who rural Albertans are and their values in life. We are rural Alberta, and when we are part of rural Alberta, rodeo is part of it because this area was homesteaded with cattle, and the Western lifestyle. He added, it's a celebration and it's all open and inclusive to all walks of life. It's inclusive to all parties and it doesn't matter what your age, gender, or race is. Ackerman says he is looking forward to visiting and talking with people in a festive environment, to see people enjoy themselves and embrace what we have. The rodeo will also provide economic advantages, according to Ackerman, a sentiment shared by Yvonne Weinmeier, executive director for the St. Paul and District Chamber of Commerce. Weinmeier says the rodeo will bring a positive economic impact for local businesses, helping them recover and rebuild, especially with the previous 2 years of pandemic. The rodeo will bring people into the community from across the nation, even the United States, who are going to be shopping in our businesses and supporting our economy, she says. I think it's really, really a key thing, especially after COVID, to have people come to town, to support and hopefully bring revenue to our businesses that are really struggling to keep on their feet, she says. So, it's very exciting. Mayor of the town of St. Paul Maureen Miller shares the same thoughts and believes the rodeo itself is a major economic driver. For example, proceeds raised through various Rodeo Week events are directed to local nonprofits, who then infuse the funds back into the community. So that's why the town actually really envelopes themselves around and the businesses who sponsor the St. Paul Agricultural Society. To do this, it comes directly back to community, she says. In addition, Miller says the rodeo celebrates and reflects the region's agricultural community. Rodeo is a very innate part to our agricultural industry here, as most rural communities would have, so to be able to celebrate that within our agricultural community is always a bonus. Rodeo Week events. The LRA finals will officially kick off on Thursday night at the Clancy Richard Arena, with the first rodeo performance scheduled for 7 p.m. A Friday night performance is also set for 7 p.m. Saturday will feature two performances, with the first one starting at 12:30 p.m., and the second at 7 p.m. Scattered throughout the 4 days will be pancake breakfasts, a chili cook-off, a golf tournament, beer fest, and more.